The matchup, this one in there, called for strike number one on Tommy Guggins. Guggins, he singled back in the second, went over to third on a pair of stolen bases, but he was stranded there. He's 1-for-2 in the game after grounding out 6-3 his first time up. Half swing here on a breaking ball, and that's a thing of beauty there to bring it to 0-2. Rochfeldt getting ahead in the count early, and that's what he likes to do. That is what you want to see out of one of your new pitchers. 0-2 count from Rochfeldt is fouled back. So once again, it's 0-2. That pitch, 95 miles an hour on the radar gun, and he is throwing with some heat. Matching Drew Thompson earlier, and, well, he looks in control right now, and this could be a big arm. And I was talking with Ziggy the day that he signed Rochfeldt, as this is outside for ball number one. It's a 1-2 count, and, man, when Ziggy was talking about him, he says, oh, man, we got a good one. We got a good one. This guy's a dog. I think he loves that word, dog. You can hear him call his guys that all day long as this pitch misses in the dirt and bounces high. And somehow it bounces over the netting after it hit off of Zacher's knee. And so it moves to a 2-2 count. Rochfeldt, he... He's hoping to carry on what he was working with at Texas Tech. He had some flashes of excellence, but also had a couple of rough outings. 2-2 count here. This pieced into center field. On the run, though, it's easily picked up by Chris Diaz for out number two. Not bad contact from Tommy Guggins, but right over to center field, and that's two away in the top of the fourth. Rochfeldt gets two up, two down as he sets up Patrick Graham for his third plate appearance of the game. Graham 1-for-1 with an RBI and a double. His second plate appearance was a sacrifice fly, which brought in that RBI. Right-hander Graham against the lefty Rochfeldt, and a check swing. Did he go? Not quite. It was close, but first base umpire over there says otherwise. So now Rochfeldt taking his time. He brings up that front foot, sends it home on the fastball. It's a little low for ball number one, and it's a 1-1 count. Sorry, a 2-0 count. Two away, nobody on, and that is a little high again. It's 3-0 to Graham. Rochfeldt, this past season at Texas Tech, made one start in his 13 appearances. 3-0 count is low, and four pitches later, he is stepping on over to first base. That's the first base runner that Rochfeldt's allowed as a rafter. And now a chance against Matt Hansen. Hansen had a great game yesterday, but since his first three hits in the game, he's gone a little cold. Yesterday, he started off 3-for-3 with a double, single, and double, as this one misses for ball number one. And since those three hits, he had a sacrifice fly, struck out looking, was hit by a pitch, and struck out swinging. So officially 0-for-2, but not much there. 1-0 count. It is right on the outside edge. Brings it 1-1. The runner on first base, Patrick Graham, and at Texas Tech, you kind of look at some of the games that he had, and he was a couple of really great stretches. At the start of the year, he had a four-game stretch where he allowed just two runs in nine innings of action, as That one's in there for strike number two. It's a 1-2 count. Now, he also, near the end of the year, you look at early April, he combined for 4 1/3 innings in back-to-back games against Cincinnati and Baylor. Looking back to first base, his crotch fell, and now he sends it home, gets a swing and a miss. Strike number three, that's the second K of the game for Zach Crotchfeldt, as he allows no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on base. It's 5-3 Raptors as we hit the bottom of the fourth here from Winter Field. It's WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Raptors still feeling pretty good, although they were held scoreless in the third inning, and that was the first time that they didn't score in an inning this game. They're hoping to get back in the scoring margin, as they already lead by two, but they'd love to make it more. Cameron Douglas leading things off. He's had a hot start today. He was our pregame interview of the night, and hey, maybe this will help me get some more guys to talk. Not that anyone has really not wanted to talk. They've all been great. Everyone on the Raptors, really, you know, I walk up to them, ask for the pregame interview a couple times. You know, I've been hanging out with the team, you know, obviously off the air as well, but when I asked for that pregame interview, everyone's like, yeah, let's do it. Douglas earlier today, this one inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Well, you see the way that Douglas is swinging the bat right now, I think everyone's going to say, hey, maybe that guy's a good luck charm. That's not me trying to take credit for it, but, you know, I'm not going to decline it. 1-0 count here makes it a 1-1 as he swings and misses at that pitch that was a bit above the zone and went down to one knee there. And new pitcher on the mound for the Dock Spiders, by the way, is Gunnar Gilmore. Gilmore coming over from Lewisburg, Mississippi. He pitched at Air Force, as this one is a little upstairs and makes it a 2-1 count. Well, there's some pretty good pitchers that have come from Air Force. I'm thinking about one more recently, and he's up in the major leagues. 2-1 count is outside for ball number three. A 3-1 count here to Cam Douglas. But Gilmore, just a freshman there, so you wouldn't have gotten a chance to play with the guy I'm talking about, Paul Skeens. Gilmore, 6'2", 195. He's a right-handed hurler, and so a righty-righty matchup. This one inside, and it hits the catcher, and he's kind of going down there as Douglas will take his base after kind of standing around and making sure that the catcher, Sam Peace, was okay. He got hit kind of away from the padding, and so taking some time as he'll talk with his manager out there. And the Doc Spiders, hoping to keep things rolling along, and the umpire's talking about something right now. I don't know if this is them just taking their time, but it seems like they're discussing something or another. Because Cam Douglas still hasn't walked on down to first base. I had that as ball number four, and are they going to say that that wasn't ball number four? Or are they going to call one of them a strike? Okay, so we're saying they're saying that they called one of them a strike earlier. So it's actually a 3-2 count here for KD, and now the right-hander hoping to pick up a hit. 3-2 count. This one's popped straight back and out of play, so 3-2 once more. So not sure which pitch. Maybe that last pitch there was called a strike, and so that's why Douglas took a while to kind of leave the batter's box. So 3-2 count once more. Nobody on, nobody out here in the third inning. As this time, Douglas goes down on strikes. Seven pitches later, and that's the first out of the fourth inning. So it brings up Ashton Zacher with one away, and Gunnar Gilmore, one up, one down to start off his night. And Tanis Lang able to go three innings. That's a rather impressive performance. His night was finished going three innings, allowing the five runs. All five were earned. This pitch a little outside for ball number one, but Lang, after really getting rocked those first two innings, able to nail it down with a shutout third. Final line with those five runs, five hits, six walks, four strikeouts, also one wild pitch, 19 batters faced, 85 total pitches. The large pitch count for the three innings. 1-0 is a bit below the zone to bring it 2-0 for Ashton Zacher. Zacher 0-for-2 to start off the game. Both of his fly outs to the third baseman. First one a little more directly, while in the second inning it was that pop-up in foul territory. This time he gets on top of one over to second base, picked up pretty easily in a simple 4-3 flip for out number two. And it brings up Jack Guerrero with nobody on and two away. Rafters still up two runs here, but it's these middle innings that have done them the most damage throughout the season. I talked about this earlier, and we're here now. The Rafters just kind of got to get through these innings unless they can pick something up. It's two outs for Jack Guerrero, who's been hot today. First pitch is on the outside edge, called strike one, and a little bit expanded strike zone there, and good breaking ball makes it 0-1 count. Here's the pitch to Guerrero. This time it's outside for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. Guerrero, 1-for-1. He singled back in the first and drew a walk in the second. Came around to score on that single in the first, and also picked up a stolen base when he was on the base paths. 1-1 count here is ripped high in the air towards right center field. On the run at the warning track at the wall, it's picked up by the center fielder for out number three. It was a deep fly, but couldn't quite reach the wall. And so there's three up, three down in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on, and it's still 5-3 as we hit the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Zach Crotchfeldt, a pretty good fourth inning, and hoping to keep that momentum rolling into the fifth as we get back to work here in the Northwoods League. Top of the fifth inning, Rafters up 5-3. The men due up for Fond du Lac is Jaron Sanderson, Landon Mensick, and Jonathan Fitz. Well, taking a look at the scoreboard around the league, there's a couple of fine, well, one final score, Thunder Bay defeating Duluth 10-9. And then there's a bunch of games currently on right now, and a few that matter a little more than the others, especially because of the Great Lakes West standings. As the first pitch here is taken for strike number one from Crotchfeldt. Crotchfeldt issued just the one walk in the fourth inning, but struck out two batters. Looked very good out there and hoping to keep rolling along. The lefty on the mound sends an off-speed that really got the batter Sanderson ahead. And he went kind of three-quarters of the way around, brought the bat back, and he brought the bat back before the ball had crossed the plate. That's how much he had mistimed it. So now an 0-2 count to Sanderson, misses away, and moves to a 1-2 count. Sanderson 0-for-2 on the game. He struck out looking in the first. His last time up, though, popped out to the catcher. Looking back at the scoreboard, as mentioned, Wausau leading 13-3 over Royal Oak in the bottom of the seventh. The Rafters tomorrow going to be taking on Royal Oak in the first of a two-game series, as this one is popped straight back out of play. So stays at a 1-2 count for Sanderson. 93 miles an hour on the radar gun. Madison up 4-1 in the top of the eighth over Green Bay. Mallard's 5-2 on the season. They're looking to run it back yet again. They still look good this season. Battle Creek and Lakeshore tied at 1-1. A little bit of a surprise there, but a swing and a miss from Sanderson, and that's strikeout number three from Crotchfeldt here in the fifth inning as he keeps cruising along. He looks like even more of a huge pickup as we get to watch his stuff. And Ziggy over there next to the dugout kind of watching the game unfold, and this is exactly what you want to see. Can't be any happier with one of your new pickups, at least this early on. I guess you could be if he hadn't issued the walk in the fourth, so could be a little happier. This pitch high for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count to Landon Mensick. Mensick also 0-for-2 in the game so far. His last time up, he struck out swinging in the third, but he grounded out 4-3 in the first. 1-0 count is fouled back to make it a 1-1. On deck, Jonathan Fitz. He's due up this frame, designated hitting tonight. And Fitz has reached both times he stepped up to the plate. Looking a little further around the Northwoods League, Waterloo up 5-3 on Rochester, and a swing and a miss makes it 1-2 on Mensick. 1-2 for Mensick with one away, nobody on. Traverse City leading 3-0 over Kenosha in the top of the seventh. St. Cloud up 3-1 in the bottom of the sixth over Mankato. Minot up 7-3 on Bismarck in the bottom of the sixth. Minot 1-7 to start the year, hoping for win number two. This one inside, and it gets a little too far in. It hits Landon Mensick, and that hurts. Having a 1-2 lead on the count and just missing your pitch and hitting the batter. So that, the second base runner allowed by Crotchfeldt. Crotchfeldt still looking good out there, though. You know, one missed pitch isn't going to kill you on the inside like that. You can miss a pitch that'll kill you, and that's if you have the bases loaded and it's right down the middle with a slower fastball, but that's not what we've seen from Crotchfield. So a runner on first base is Mencik. One out, and the batter at the plate, Jonathan Fitz. First pitch here is a little low and away. It's a 1-0 count. And Fitz, as I mentioned earlier, he's reached both of his times. Singled in the third inning. Drew a walk in the second, though. Came around to score in the second as well when he reached base. Hoping to get back on. Runner taking off. It's a little low. The throw down is way high and into center field. But the runner staying on second base. I don't think he realized how far back that one went. So it's a stolen base for Mencik. Well, it was good pop time from Ashton Zacher. Not the right accuracy, though. Is now it's a 2-0 count to Fitz. Trying to get on with his second walk or second hit, either one. The runner on second base is Landon Mencik. The righty takes this pitch a little high for ball number three. It's a 3-0 count. And a quick mound visit here as Zacher will step up to talk with Crotchfield. Also, Noah Ruiz, the second baseman, stepping up to have a chat with old Zacher and Crotchfield. None of the other infielders stepping in, though, is Ruiz talking about something. I assume maybe watching that runner over at second base. Of course, you don't want him to reach third, as it's a 3-0 count. Could do some damage here. And so the home plate umpire motioning 3-0. And looks like we are ready to go here. Crotchfield looking back to second. He sends this one home, and it's fouled back. So now a 3-1 count and a get-right pitch there from Zach. Finishing up the scoreboard, Wilmer and Badlands are tied 5-5 in the top of the sixth. La Crosse up 2-0 on Eau Claire in the top of the sixth. And that Kalamazoo-Rockford game got rescheduled for July. 3-1 is fouled back. A way to fight up there from Zach Crotchfield after falling behind 3-0. Now a chance to potentially pick up his fourth strikeout of the game. Crotchfield has the ball in his glove, now brings it into his bare hand. Sets it in front of him. Runner nearly taking off, now steps back, and the pitch, it's fouled back. So still a 3-2 count. We'll see a seventh pitch of the plate appearance here. Crotchfield, three straight strikes. After falling behind 3-0, so he'll throw one more. Looking back to second once more to keep Mencik on. The 3-2 is on the inside edge. Caught him looking for strike number three. That's the fourth strikeout of the game for Zach Crotchfield, and there's two away here in the top of the fifth. Big time K, and it brings up Reese Vandevinder. With a runner on second and two away. Vandevinder, he's reached twice, both on walks. And the right fielder for the Dock Spiders, a right-handed batter. Hoping to get things rolling along. This pitch high for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. And the Dock Spiders taking the game yesterday, hoping to claim two here. And the Dock Spiders coming up next are going to be taking on Green Bay back in Fond du Lac. They've been playing a ton of road games as this one misses outside. It's a 2-0 count. The Dock Spiders playing just two home games to six away games to start off June. This away game number 3 of the month. 2-0 count to Vandevinder, and it's a swing and a miss. Makes it 2-1. Rochfeld a little bit slower on the gun, just 91, but he's still been throwing some heat down the pipe. 2-1 with the runner on second and two away in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch. It is a little away, and that makes it 3-1. And Vandevinder, he has not had a problem with taking the free pass. A couple of base on balls, and he's looking for a third as he takes that one away. And so back on base with his third walk of the game. And now runners on first and second with two away. As Zach Crotchfeldt trying to get back on track here with his command. Still struggling a little bit. And so a quick meeting here as Mike Spears comes out to have a talk with him. And you just look at the things that Crotchfeldt's been able to do, and it's impressive, to say the least, to pitch at such a high level. And of course, a guy who's hoping to get drafted one day out of high school. He was rated one of the top 200 MLB draft prospects by MLB.com, and Perfect Game rated him around 250. So a very highly rated recruit and potential MLB draft pick at some point in his career. Rochfeldt, this past season, he issued 10 walks over 17 and two-thirds innings. Didn't hit a batter, though, which was pretty good. Left a couple over the plate too much as this one's hit over to shortstop. Should be pretty easy. 6 on over to 3 for out number 3. So that does it for the fifth inning. Relatively limited damage. No runs on no hits, no errors, and 2 left on base as Zach Crotchfeldt's through 2 shutout frames. Bottom of the fifth we go. It's a 5-3 Rafters lead here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, the same pitcher back out there for the Dock Spiders. It's Gunnar Gilmore, who threw just 13 pitches in a 1-2-3 fourth inning. He's hoping to keep that momentum rolling along. The Rafters still struggling here offensively in the middle three innings of the game, as has been the case really all season long. But their pitching really picked up thanks to one of their new additions, Zach Crotchfeldt, who arrived into town and made his first appearance for the Rafters tonight. He's gone two innings without allowing a run, although he has issued a pair of walks and a hit by pitch. Matthew Pinal leading things off. Pinal, he is 0 for 2 to start off the game here and takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. This is his first time at the plate this season, starting as the designated hitter. He's already got an RBI thanks to a 9-pitch plate appearance his first time up. Swings and misses at this one. Was hoping to send that one over the right field wall. We've seen a couple of those big swings. Hasn't been able to connect on one just yet, but when he does, I'm worried about what's going to happen to that scoreboard out there. 1-1, it's on the outside edge, called for strike number two. And we've seen that outside quarter called a little more often by home plate umpire Logan Ellenworth than we've seen throughout the season, but he's been consistent with it. This one to the left side of the infield. It's going to be a tough play. Six, hopping Jeter throw, but not going to get in time over to first base. So on the 1-2 count, Pinal picks up an infield single. Brings up Chris Diaz to the plate as he's reached both of his times up. Hoping to keep that rolling along here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gunnar Gilmore, that's the first batter that's reached safely against him. Being all over on first base, he has almost no lead whatsoever. Now gets at least a couple steps off. And the first pitch here to the lefty, Diaz, is low and outside. Nearly gets away, but kept in front of catcher Sam Peace. And Diaz, he singled his last time up back in the third inning. Was able to come all the way over to third, but was stranded there. He's got two stolen bases in the game, one from the third inning, one from the first. As that pitch is in there, and it's called for a ball, 2-0 the count. The runner on first base, Pinal, nobody out. Lefty-righty matchup. This one outside for ball number three. It's 3-0 to Chris Diaz. Noah Ruiz on deck, and he's a dangerous hitter, so Gunnar Gilmore really trying to get rid of Diaz, and a get-right pitch there. Strike right down the middle. 83 miles an hour on the off speed, and has a 3-1 count here. The Rafters tomorrow starting a two-game series against Royal Oak. And that a breaking ball called for strike number two, and Chris Diaz cannot believe it. He drops the bat and yells out, "No way!" And he just could not believe it. Now he's back in the batter's box. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. Here's the throw home, and this one's left side of the infield. That one's over to shortstop, trying to throw to second, and it gets away. So now both runners are advancing as Diaz is into second. Pinal is over to third base, and the Rafters have runners on second and third for Noah Ruiz. And Pinal, not a great jump on the hit either. But he was able to beat it out to second, so it goes down as a single. And then Pinal advances to third on the error from the shortstop, while Diaz advances from first to second on the throwing error. So runners on second and third is Noah Ruiz, right-handed batter. It's a righty-righty matchup. With nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. Ruiz, 12 RBIs on the season. And a hit to the outfield likely would add 13 and 14. But a breaking ball drops right in there for strike number one. Ruiz today, he's reached both times up at the plate. But both have been on walks. He saw a 4-pitch walk in the second before a 6-pitch walk in the third. He also scored a run back in the second inning after drawing the walk. 0-1 count. This one's popped foul and should reach the bullpen out of play and actually hits off of the inflatable over there. Now an 0-2 count. I was talking a little bit about the inflatables on the road, and that was one of the more fun things when you get to see all the different ballparks' inflatables. The one here for the Rafters, certainly a fun one. A little bit of an obstacle course there. 0-2 count for Noah Ruiz. Trying to come up clutch here in the bottom of the fifth, and it's fouled off again. So we'll do the 0-2 once more. Rafters up 5-3, trying to add some more runs here as the offense has remained relatively stagnant through the middle of games. Hoping that some of these new additions as of late will propel them. Noah Ruiz, he's been here all season, and he sends one down the left field line, and that lands fair for a hit. One run will score. Here comes another. Ruiz is sending over to second base in a stand-up 2-RBI double for the Rafters second baseman. He's got RBIs 13 and 14 as he extends his team lead. And man, this kid is unstoppable right now. A pitcher's nightmare, and it's 7-3 Rafters in the bottom of the fifth. Brings up the left-handed batter, Spencer Davis. Rafters already up 4 runs and feeling pretty good about the way that things have been going. Here's the kick and the fire home. It's a swing, but a foul ball off the foot of Davis to make it an 0-1 count. Davis kind of a half swing on it as well. He's 1-for-2 on the game. He ripped a double back in the second inning. Also popped up to second back in the third. And Davis, one of the players that followed Ziggy from Hope International. A couple of the guys that have. Binal, another one. This pitch outside, it's a 1-1 count. Not just Binal, but also for the Rafters, Seth Spencer, one of the other starters who's pitched for them this season. He came in a little bit earlier as Hope continued in the NAIA World Series. A swing and a miss here from Davis makes it 1-2 as Spencer kind of just working out with Hope International. He was able to get here early. The other two had been playing throughout the season for the Royals, so we just got them yesterday, both Davis and Pinal. Pinal made the start in yesterday's game. Now he's batting, and this pitch is in the dirt. Ruiz taking off for third base. He's in with a stolen bag, and it's a 2-2 count for Spencer Davis with a runner on third base and nobody out. So now the 2-2 count. Pitch is low and in the dirt again. So the count moves full as the Rafters first baseman looking to pick up his first RBI of the game. And yesterday he came in as a pinch hitter. This is his first start for the Rafters. Still looking for that first RBI. The 3-2 count's a swing and a miss, and he goes down on strikes. And there's the first out of the fifth inning after the first three Rafters all picked up hits. Brings up Luke Skinner with one away and a runner on third base. Skinner 0-for-2 in the game, both on strikeouts. Last time up in the third inning, he struck out looking. In the second, it was a strikeout swinging. Lefty-righty matchup, and first pitch here is just a bit off, and it's a 1-0 count. On deck, Mason Onati. Onati's been great at getting on base, but so is really this entire Rafters lineup today as Skinner fouls one off. Skinner having a little bit of a cold game, though. He's hoping to join in on the fun here. 1-1 count. Skinner, he has been able to get on base, it seems like, every single game. He did have an 8-game on-base streak to start the season, but yesterday he was not able to keep that going as he pinch hit and was not able to get on base. This one hit over to second base and should be pretty easily fielded and picked up. Throw over to first is in time for out number two, but the run does come home to score as Noah Ruiz advances on it. So it is an RBI for Luke Skinner as it goes 4-3 on the putout, and it's now an 8-3 ball game in the bottom of the fifth. Mason Onati now stepping back up for the fourth time today. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Rafters have put up 3 runs in it. And this one is on the lower part of the strike zone, called for an 0-1 count. Onati 0-1 in the game. He struck out swinging in the third, but he also has a pair of walks from the first and second innings. 0-1 count as Gilmore looks to send it home, but he misses outside, and it's a 1-1 count. On deck, KD Cameron Douglas. Gilmore taking his time up there. 1-1 is a little low to bring it 2-1. And Douglas, he's already got 3 RBIs, so Onati would love to get on base and put himself into scoring position if possible. This pitch inside, it's ball number 3, so 3-1 the count to the Rafters shortstop, and a walk is maybe as good as a double for him. The way he steals bags, he's already got 2 stolen bases. He was able to take off all the way to third base for free. This pitch is outside for ball number 4, so he'll walk on over for the third time today. And, well, we'll see if he wants to take off. Onati leads the team in stolen bases. He entered today with 6. As Colton Angel is getting warmed up in the bullpen for the Dock Spiders. Well, we'll see if he comes into the game shortly. A pickoff attempt back to first, not in time. Onati sliding headfirst back in there. You know, Onati entered today with 6 stolen bases. He's up to 8 now. He's stolen second 4 times. He's stolen third 4 times. Another throw back down to first, and so it remains without a pitch to Douglas. And that's because you know that Onati's going to be taken off. And he doesn't hear, though. First pitch is called for strike number 1. Douglas kind of looked like he was taking that one all the way, anticipating Onati to take off. But Onati didn't. He stayed on the bag. And so now it's an 0-1 count for Douglas. Another pickoff attempt back to first base, and just nothing going here, and they're obviously worried about him. Maybe leave one over the plate for Douglas. Here's the pitch from Gilmore, but it's a swing and a miss from KD. Makes it an 0-2 count. The Rafters right fielder tonight, he had a 2 RBI single in the second, an RBI single in the first. His last time up in the fourth inning, he struck out swinging on the 7th pitch of the plate appearance. And he works the counts well, but right now down in the count 0-2, another pickoff attempt. This time it gets away. The first baseman tripping over Onati. It goes into right field in front of the bullpen. So now Onati's rounding second. He's into third base. So after the walk, the E1 sends him all the way over to third, and that's what I was talking about with the stolen bases. I mean, a walk for him is almost as good as a double or a triple sometimes. And so Douglas now an 0-2 count, but a runner on third base with 2 away. Bottom of the fifth inning, and the Rafters already up 5. They'd love to keep adding more. A 3-run fifth inning, and here a check swing. Did he go? Not quite. It was a pitch high above the zone, and Douglas a couple inches from going all the way around. Not quite, though. And it's a little interesting that Ziggy is over there on third base right now. He's the third base coach. Over at first, Eric Robles. This is a lot different from earlier in the season before Manny Silva and Mike Spears got here. This pitch a little high, and it's a 2-2 count. But it's a wild throw back to the mound. And so Onati's heads-up play. He comes home to score. A bad throw from the catcher back to the mound. And Onati is all the way around within the plate appearance after taking a walk. Oh, man. And that's like what you used to saw with Ichiro Suzuki in the MLB. And he would reach on so many errors because of his speed. That's what Onati is doing out here. Yeah, sure, it's going to go down as an error, but it's because of his speed that the error was made. 2-2 count with two away, and this pitch in there. No. I don't know where that one missed. I think it missed inside. Douglas is certainly going to take that one, and now it's a 3-2 count. So, full count with two away. I think everyone thought that was strike three. But here's the pitch, and this one for sure is strike three as Douglas goes all the way around, and there's three away here in the fifth inning, but the Rafters had four runs in the spot on three hits. There were three errors by the Dock Spiders there, and, well, nobody left on base. It's 9-3 Rafters as we hit the sixth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning, and the Rafters a commanding lead as they'll turn to a new pitcher on the rubber. It is Brent Gallegos looking for a get-right game, and Zach Crotchfeld absolutely stunning out there on the mound. He did walk a couple of guys, but the final line for him, he goes two innings pitched, allowing zero hits, zero runs, two walks, and he struck out four batters that match Drew Thompson and also matches the season high for an individual pitcher on the Rafters. Both of them did. Crotchfeld also did hit one batter and no wild pitches from him either. So Gallegos on the mound, right-handed pitcher going up against the righty batter Kelson Johnson, misses the first pitch away for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Worth noting, never finished the line quite on Drew Thompson. He threw 67 pitches through his three innings of work and faced 17 batters. Crotchfeld faced nine batters on 42 pitches as that one misses for ball number two as well. And Gallegos hoping to get back on track after, well, his last time up wasn't too bad. And this one is sent high in the air towards center field, but doesn't have to move much out there. And under it to make the play in center field is Chris Diaz for out number one. One up, one down for Brent Gallegos. And we're talking about his last outing. Gallegos went one inning, allowing one run. It was earned on one hit and two walks. He also had two strikeouts, though. And that was yesterday against the Dock Spiders. So back-to-back games for him as the leadoff man comes back up for the Dock Spiders. Tommy Guggins. First pitch here misses away, and it's a 1-0 count. And Gallegos, yesterday, he had a perfect first inning. He went 1-2-3 when he came into the game. But it was that second inning that he came back out that he allowed all three of his runners to reach. This one to the right side of the infield. It's a sliding grab. Ruiz back to first. My goodness, what a play. Noah Ruiz sliding across the outfield grass, picking it up and dishing it off to first for out number two. 4-3 on the putout, and there is two away here in the top of the sixth. Brent Gallegos trying to finish off this inning and getting a little bit of a web jam from Tommy Guggins on Tommy Guggins' grounder over to Noah Ruiz. Whew. So now Patrick Graham at the plate. Ruiz, one for one. First pitch to him is to the left side of the infield. Could be the final out. 5-3. Very easily in a very efficient sixth inning of work. Just six pitches for three outs as the Rafters turn to Gallegos. And it's a 9-3 lead as we hit the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures one in three adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Colton Angel, the new pitcher for the Dock Spiders. He relieves Gunnar Gilmore and his final line. Gilmore goes two innings, allowing three hits, four runs. Three of them were earned, and he walked one batter while striking out three. No hit by pitches, worth noting, and no wild pitches either as he faced 10 total batters and threw 47 pitches. So Colton Angel, the right-handed pitcher, going up against the lefty batter for the Rafters, leading off the inning. It's Ashton Zacher. And actually, no, that's a pinch hitter up there. And the pinch hitter, Pat Costin, coming in for Ashton Zacher. So Pat Costin at the plate. And that pitch misses for ball number two. So a 2-0 count to Costin. As Ashton Zacher went 0-3 to start the game, and that one's called for strike number one. It's 2-1. Due up this inning, Costin with Guerrero behind him and Matt Pinal. in the hole as that pitch is low for ball number three and gets away, but nobody on, so no trouble. A 3-1 count for the left-handed pinch hitter. And this one is hit high in the air down that left field line. Should reach foul territory and get out of play. It does. So it's a 3-2 count. And the pitcher, Holton Angel, he's listed as an infielder on the official roster and two-way player. 6'1", 215 freshman, and this is taken for, he thought it was a ball, but instead it is called strike number three. So Pat Costin will head back to the dugout after taking third pitch called strike. So now one away is Jack Guerrero. Steps into the batter's box. Guerrero, the left fielder, once again tonight. He hasn't had too bad of a game. 1-for-2 with a walk. His last time up, though, he was recorded out for the first time as that pitch misses low for ball number one. He flew out to center field back in the fourth inning. But in the second, he drew a walk. In the first, he hit that single and stole a base, came around to score. As that pitch again misses low. It's 2-0 to Guerrero. Guerrero from James Madison University entered today batting 250 on the year with a 762 OPS. This pitch is hit high in the air towards left field into the dark night sky, but it is picked up by the left fielder Sanderson for out number two. So two up, two down in the sixth inning for the reliever Colton Angel. And it brings up Matt Pinal. Pinal, he picked up his first hit as a Rafter last inning. It was a leadoff single. He's also got an RBI on the night as he's 1-for-3 as this one's fouled down that first baseline. So an 0-1 count. Back in that first inning, he had a 9-pitch plate appearance where he picked up the RBI on a grounder over to the first baseline. He did strike out looking in the second. But like I mentioned that last time up, picked up the single and came around to score. 1-1 count as that one missed low. This time he hits one high in the air towards shallow center field and running up on it, the center fielder, but he's under it for out number three. Kelson Johnson makes the play, and that's a very quick sixth inning. Three up, three down in the sixth as Colton Angel gets rid of the Rafters. So we head to the seventh. It's 9-3, the Rafters lead. When we come back, you're on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning, and Brent Gallegos, after a masterful first inning of action, he's back out here trying to keep things rolling along. It's been a little bit limited scoring from the Dock Spiders, as they've scored runs in just the second inning alone. That was the only frame where they put up any runs in the game, and they put up their all three runs in that inning. So a 9-3 lead for the Rafters in the top of the seventh, as Brent Gallegos, the right-hander, will take on the left-hander to start things off. It's right over to first base, picked up by Davis, who will step on the bag himself for out number one. One pitch, one out, as Matt Hansen goes down and swings away. Jaron Sanderson now up to the plate, as Brent Gallegos has retired four batters on just seven pitches. You talk about efficiency, that's exactly what it is. Jaron Sanderson, Landon Mensick behind him, he's due up this inning as well. First pitch here is low and outside for ball number one. Sanderson, he's 0-3. Struck out swinging his last time up in the fifth. He also struck out looking in the first. The other time, he popped out to the catcher in the third inning. 1-0